Hey, what's up, my NSB Nation? How you guys doing? I'm so glad you guys are joining us today. So today, as we move forward and we're going into 2020, guys, I don't know about you, but I want this year to be the very best year possible for me. I'm looking to strive to really reach greatness in this year and to really impact as many lives as I possibly can. I hope you're hoping to do the same. I hope you're looking to do the same thing. So again, I just want to thank you guys for coming on with us today. Listen to our podcast. Again, we want to make sure we acknowledge our sponsors. One of our sponsors, OliviaFit.com. Go on and check her out. Fitness Megatron. She's going to be doing big things this year with books coming out and nutrition and fitness app and everything for everyone to take themselves to a different level of health mentally and physically. Also, we want to go ahead and one of our next sponsors is the NSB Lifestyle clothing line. You can visit them at thensblifestyle.com and check out some of their new clothing line they got out there. Never Stop Believing is part of the podcast that we have as well, guys. So make sure you go and check both of these sponsors out, LiviaFit.com and the NSB Lifestyle, spelled all the way out, thensblifestyle.com to get your NSB gear. All right, guys. So today what we're going to talk about is 10 companions that you should have with you on your journeys to success in 2020. This has been a little campaign I've been on with my Instagram posts and with our Instagram posts. I want to bring this to you guys through our podcast as well. So one of the first companions you guys want to bring with you is going to be confidence. When we go through things and things get tough, we get overwhelmed and we think about giving up. We can't do that, guys. It just can't happen, right? This is where we have to grow from. And the more we get through those moments of wanting to give up, wanting to quit when things get hard, it helps us build our confidence so we continue to grow in the avenues that we want to grow in. So it's very important that as you guys come through those hardships and those moments that you feel like you can't get over it, know that you've come to this point many, many times in your life where you felt that you wanted to give up and you didn't, right? You kept striving to continue to be your best and to get to a better place. And you got to take those moments when those times come. So companion number one you want to take with you guys is confidence. Believe in your mission and what it is you want to accomplish and the people that you want to impact. Number two, you guys want to make sure this companion you come with you as well. You have to be patient. You have to be patient, right? You got to take your time. A lot of times we want instant success for whatever reason. Our society has changed to the point where everything has to be instant. You can go to your phone, you can instantly order something from Amazon, right? You can go online, you can instantly order this, or you get instant, you know, you can go to your fast food restaurants, any of these type places now. So not only do they make it more convenient for you to get the food, because all you gotta do is order it online, walk inside, pick it up, or they deliver it to you. So all these things become instant, but we gotta be patient with our growth and we wanna go as far as being successful, guys. It's not gonna come overnight. It's gonna take some time. It's gonna take some time of us to get through it. So we wanna make sure we're being patient with our own trials and temptations and with others as well. We want to be patient with those that we need in our time and in our circle to help us grow, right? So we sometimes have a direction that we want to go. I know I'm guilty of this myself. I have a direction I want to go in, and maybe my patience isn't at the same level because maybe that person that I have working with me or I'm trying to get them to go to the next place is not putting those steps forward, right? I have to be patient with them and help them, you know, follow the steps that they need to be successful, because everyone's success rate is at a different rate. So those are two. All right, now let's get to companion number three. Companion number three, guys, very important companion. This one is adjustable attitude. You got to have an adjustable attitude, guys. Sometimes we get going and, you know, we get so like tunnel vision on what it is we want to accomplish. All right, we just have our blinders on and we're just going, we're going, we're going, we're going. And our attitude is like, we're going to make this happen. But sometimes, man, we have to react to what's going on, right? Sometimes we have to be able to change. We got to change within what we see happening in our environment and the direction that we're going in. Now, when I say change, it doesn't mean we give up on our goal and what we want to accomplish, but we got to be like water, right? Water is one of the most powerful forces in the universe, because water can always find its way around an obstacle, right? Now, in order for the obstacle to fully block, if something's fully blocked like a dam or something like that, that's a totally different type of thing. That's a man-made obstacle, right? But there's other obstacles that we may come across. And if we're thinking of ourselves like water, all we need is just a little crack. All we need is a little hole that can get us through. And once we find that little crack and hole, we're going to keep figuring a way that we want to get to accomplish what we want to be able to do. But we got to have an adjustable attitude. So this is companion number three. It doesn't mean that doesn't react, but responds with a thought or with thought out actions and feelings. So we want to make sure that, again, guys, we're not just kind of responding, but we're taking a minute to think about what's happening and being able to have our attitude be able to adjust, that we have to change within where we're at.
Number four, the companion number four, beauty. Beauty, beauty, beauty. Beauty is so important. We got to take time to appreciate the beauty in ourselves and our surroundings and the nature that we have around us, right? Beauty is so important. If you take the time to really appreciate what life is in front of you and what you have in front of you, it gives you a better and a broader vision of what you want to accomplish and how you want to impact someone else's life. So it's really important that you understand the beauty of what it is that you're trying to be successful at and what you're trying to do. And as you go on this journey, you want to make sure you see everything around you and what's happening, kind of take it all in, absorb it for the amazing thing that it is, especially the beauty of nature, guys. If you have an opportunity to just really just sit and just watch nature work, you will see just how amazing it is. Number five is excitement. Excitement. Guys, you got to enjoy this journey. You got to enjoy the ups. You got to enjoy the downs. You got to know it's all going to come, but understand that every time you are pushing forward, you are getting one step closer to where you want to be. So you want to make sure you understand that, guys, and enjoy the excitement of it. Enjoy it. Be excited about what you're going to be doing, how you're going to be accomplishing what you want to accomplish, how you're going to be impacting lives on a level that's never been done before. So that's what you want to remember, guys. New things to enjoy and learn and experience these great things as you guys are going through life. That's companion number five, guys. Excitement. Enjoy it. If companion number six, we just talked about excitement, right? We want to have fun. You gotta have fun, guys. You gotta laugh. You gotta smile. You gotta just look at things and just appreciate it for what it is. And think about the times like and how powerful it is to smile, or the impact when you make someone smile, how that makes you feel to know that you put a smile on someone's face, or when someone makes you smile and you could be having a horrible day as your day is going along, but you think about that moment that person made you smile, that person made you laugh, and that helps you get through your day, right? So think about all those times that you had those moments where you had that smile and it actually helped you get through the tough moments that you may have been going through. That was companion number six. Companion number seven, guys, is companionship. Companionship is so important. You need to have people to share your joys and your pains with, your sunshine and your rain. That's right. I did a little MC Hammer on y'all. Joy, pump it up, and pain, sunshine and rain. I know you guys remember that song. That's an old classic. Some of you young people may not understand that classic, but that's an old MC Hammer classic. But it's so true today, guys. You have to have someone to be able to share all your joys and all your pains and your sunshines and your rain. Somebody, someone that you can go through this journey with. That, you know, there's moments where you may have some ups and downs. You need someone to kind of vent to, or someone to express your joy to. And usually it's that person that's right there with you, guys. So that's your companion. So you want to make sure you have the right companion in your circle and with you that's helping you push you along this journey, guys. It's so important. That's number seven, companionship. Number eight is another important one, guys. We want to make sure that we're on this. Our health has to be important. Not only just our physical health, but our mental and emotional health, guys. This is our success companion number eight. We want to make sure we're healthy mentally, physically, and spiritually, guys. Because again, when my physical health isn't good, then maybe I'm a little more exhausted. My energy level is a lot lower. My mental health isn't good when I have a lot of self-doubt, have a lot of things that I'm allowing to cloud my vision and get into the way of what I want to do. And then my emotional health, if that's not well, that means that I'm not a caring person, or my heart is tainted, or I'm a little dark inside a little bit, and I find things that are kind of just affecting me a little bit more, and my emotions are taking over some of the journey that I want to have on my success. I got to have all those things in check, guys. So I want to make sure that my mental health, my physical health, and my emotional health are all in check. Again, that's your companion, success companion number eight. Number nine, guys, the next one is so important. You got to find peace. I know for me, sometimes in my crazy, crazy, crazy world, I got so many things that are going, so many plates that are spinning, so many things that are going, but you know, just to be able to sit and just take in a moment of just a deep breath of maybe it's 10 minutes or maybe it's 15 minutes of just my own quiet time where I find my own place. I can kind of be in my own thoughts and just appreciating. I love going back on my back porch and just looking at all the nature and what's happening, you know, just in the world around me, and just the peace that you can see and you can feel and you can hear, and just the peace of just that breath of that fresh air that you get to smell. Or, you know, whenever I go to the ocean, I feel that at the ocean, I'm at the most peace, just watching this amazing mass of water just kind of just flowing freely and just hearing the ocean and just hearing the sounds and how peaceful it is. So finding peace is so important, guys. Finding peace in others, finding peace in yourself, and more importantly, finding peace in the environment that you keep yourself in. If you have an environment, guys, that is a toxic environment, that's always got something going on, some kind of conflict, some type of issues that are happening, there's no peace. So you want to have a space where you have peace. In order for you to have that success that you want to have, guys, you got to have the peace. You got to have the time where there is not a lot of turmoil, because on your journey, you're going to have your own things you got to deal with, your own challenges, your own issues, all those things you're going to have going on. And when you're in an environment of people or others, and they don't have that peace, then you get drawn into that. So you want to make sure you're aware of that, and you're kind of watching yourself as you're going on that journey, as you could on your journey of success, guys. Again, we're talking about the companion number 9. And last but not least, guys, the most important companion you need to have is love. Love is so important. Pure, unconditional, and internal love. You got to love what you do. You got to love the people you have the opportunity to work with, the people that you have in your life. It has to be a genuine love. People can really read who you are by how you are with them, right? So if you're not a genuine person, in most cases someone can pick up on that. Think of all the people that you met in your life, right? That just in a little bit of time you communicate with them, or you talk with them, you can tell if they're real or not real, right? I have a family member of mine who has a song. It's called "Fake Love Is Real Hate." And when you think about that, it makes you kind of sit and think about, man, what is fake love, right? And how is fake love real hate? When you think about it, someone that's giving you fake, that you just feel just isn't genuine, right? It just doesn't feel right. In most cases, it is what it is. They're going to say something to you in your face, but behind your back, they're going to say other things or not support you in a way that you would rather be supported. So just be genuine with the people that you interact with. Be you. You know, obviously, be the person that you want, that you need to be to help them get the most impact out of their life. Because when you're able to do that, and no matter what our journey is, guys, our journey is always going to be dependent on someone else that we're able to help change their life. Whether you're a car mechanic, whether you're a doctor, whether you're a lawyer, whether you're selling something online, whether you're a computer person, everything that we do is always related to how we help someone else get to a better place. So as you're going through this journey, guys, try to make sure that you're always a genuine person. You always speak an expression of love. Doesn't mean you have to like everybody, but when you speak an expression of love, guys, and you move an expression of love, it's going to help your journey be even more successful as you're going down the line here, guys. Again, so I just want to thank you guys. This is it. Make sure you go out and check out our sponsors. We're in 2020. I want you guys to all be super successful. And I hope that down the line here, guys, you guys continue to follow our podcast. And as we're going, you can, if you have any questions, please drop them in our message. Follow us on Facebook, NSB Online on Facebook, on Instagram, same thing, NSB Online on Instagram. That's primarily our clothing brand and things like that, but we will be putting up some more positive videos and positive messages for you guys to help you on your journey. All right, guys, again, this is Big Los, and I'm out. May you have the best, most successful 2020 that you've had. This next decade is all yours to make the most of it, and I'll see you all soon. Peace. We out.